This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between, because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
97.1 FM Talk.
On demand audio.
We have convened here in the right place, the Treasury Department. We have got to tell Elon Musk nobody elected your ass.
Well, sorry to start the show out with that voice, but that is Maxine Waters. She was part of the protest yesterday in Washington, I think outside of the Treasury building. And, of course, they've now targeted their ire at Elon Musk. Of course, who they're really mad at is Donald Trump. But the news keeps breaking so quickly, it's kind of hard to keep up with. Welcome back into the Mark Cox Morning Show. We're going to get to all these stories for you. We got Taylor Riggs coming up from Fox Business here at the bottom of the hour. Well, maybe we'll talk more about some of the tariff threats that have gone on. But right now, I want to welcome in John Solomon. Great to have him back. Investigative journalist, founder of Just the News. And justthenews.com is the website. John, welcome back to the show.
Yeah, good to be with you.
Yeah, they don't even know what to do. The resistance is, they got shots coming at them from all directions.
That's right. Listen, Donald Trump's strategy was to flood the zone with so much action that the Democrats wouldn't know what to react to or how to react to it in real time. And it's a sort of shock and awe political policy raid on Washington. And by the time the Democrats get their act together, Washington will have been fundamentally changed. It's already fundamentally changed in just 2 weeks of the Trump presidency. USAID in the process of being shut down. That's an agency that Republicans and conservatives have complained about for 40 years, but no one ever got it done. Donald Trump got it done. 10,000 workers late last night, getting notices that they've been put on leave, and if you're overseas, come home. The once independent agency now being put under the State Department, just one of many, many changes occurring in real time in Washington right now. The Democrats will take months to get their messaging right, and by that time, Washington will have been changed, both by President Trump and also follow-up legislation by Congress. It's going to codify everything that Trump has done by executive order.
Boy, I hope so. You know, John, I'm watching the news conference yesterday. Of course, the president drops the bomb about taking control of Gaza, and yeah. I'm envisioning a Trump Tower there in downtown Gaza, you know, facing the ocean. And yeah. I'm thinking to myself, he's doing this to try to get into their heads, right, and kind of break their willpower. I mean, the logistics of actually the United States controlling that strip of land, it's hard to imagine.
Yeah, listen, it could theoretically be called a security zone for a period of time until it can be rebuilt. I think UN or U.S. or someone could play a role in that. You're right. I think it's even more than getting in their head. I think it's also sending a very strong message that for 40 years, Gaza has been a symbol of failure, a symbol of violence, a symbol of hatred. And the only way to break that cycle is to do something really dramatic, which is you're not going back there. We're going to build something different there, and we're going to resettle the Palestinians in a new area. That sends a shockwave to the Palestinians that the normal course of, all right, make an incremental deal and then start violence again to get more is ended. It's not going to happen again. And by the way, your longtime supporters in Iran aren't going to have the money to support you anymore. So get on board with this new plan. It's going to be a lot better. And I think at the end of the day, the art of the deal starts at one point and it ends somewhere else. I'm sure the final deal on Gaza will be something different. But it's designed to force change in a cycle of failure that really has carried on for over a half century.
You think about all that's happened already, John, just in the first couple of weeks since Trump was sworn in. And it's full speed ahead, right? Do you think that this momentum will continue, that we're going to be seeing this much happening so quickly for some time now? Or you think that it's just all at once kind of to get things rolling?
Yeah, I do. I think it's going to be the first 1,200 days. In other words, more than 3 years of this. It's just nonstop. Donald Trump knows he's got 4 years to get 8 years of an agenda done. He has a tireless and boundless energy, and he is going to just run at this pace for two reasons. One, he has a sense of urgency. He realizes the country could be faltering if these changes don't make occurring quickly. And two, he knows that the Democrats can't move quick enough to counter him. And so the quicker he gets the work done, the quicker he can change the country, and the harder it is to reverse it down the line. And I think that that's going to be. Now, there'll be slowdowns. The courts may slow some of this down, as it did in the Biden administration. I think the strategy, this is a really important thing for Americans to focus on. Trump's going to do everything by executive order. The Democrats and liberals are going to say, well, he doesn't have the executive power to do that. And while those things are starting in the courts, with the Democrats' hope that it'll stop, and Congress will come in and say, well, we're authorizing the president to do this. And that will undercut a lot of the court cases very quickly. That 1-2 punch, if Donald Trump can pull that off with Mike Johnson and John Thune, will solidify change for a long time, meaning it's going to be very hard for a Democrat president in the future to reverse this. Now, getting that done has not always been easy in Washington, even when Republicans have had all the control. But right now, there's a synchronicity that I haven't seen. I've been in Washington 35 years. I've never seen a synchronicity between the administration and Congress like this right now.
Well, that's good news. John Solomon, our guest, of course, founder of justthenews.com, and he's got a weekly John Solomon Reports podcast. You can listen to new content every Tuesday and Thursday on there as well. I want to play a bite from President Trump yesterday when he was in the Oval Office before the news conference with Bibi Netanyahu.
The whole thing with $100 million spent on you-know-what, with money going to all sorts of groups that shouldn't deserve to get any money, with the money, I'd like to see what the kickbacks are. How much money has been kicked back? Who would spend that kind of money to some of the things that you read about and I read about and I see every night on the news and every morning when I read the papers? Who would spend money for that? I would say this, the people that got all that money, are they kicking it back to the people that gave it from government? No, that's, to me, very, very corrupt.
Yeah, I'd love to have you address that, John, because when I look at some of these programs, they seem so outrageous, and yet we know that some of this stuff is targeted and actually helps U.S. interests.
Yeah, listen, there is, foreign aid plays a vital and valuable role if it's targeted to the interests of the United States. When it's targeted to the interest of political and social engineering of one tiny fraction of America, the far left of America, it doesn't carry out our agenda, and it oftentimes creates resentment in the world. And so when you try to force DEI or drag shows on countries that whose culture don't embrace that, it is not only counterproductive to American interest, it is a waste of money for American taxpayers. And that's what Donald Trump is talking about. And by the way, these warnings about USAID have been decades in the making. I went back 20 years ago looking at some reporting I did a long time ago. USAID was funding frivolous things 20 years ago. It has had numerous efforts of fraud. And a very big story we broke 2 days ago, which is just before Donald Trump started this with Elon Musk, the Inspector General of the USAID, the internal watchdog, put out a memo saying, you know what? USAID management doesn't vet its grants and contracts to make sure it's not, the money's not going to terrorism or to people who previously defrauded the United States. Now, think about that. That's like basic 101 spending. They have failed to protect the American taxpayer for a long time. They have just moved money out the door to make one small segment of society, the far left, happy. And that's what Donald Trump is putting his foot down and saying, no more.
Yeah. You know, he's changed the paradigm in a lot of ways, and I don't know if the left knows exactly how to deal with it. I did hear Charlie Hurt on Fox last night saying that 100 years from now, when they're looking back at all the statues we put up to Donald Trump, kids may not grasp what a groundswell movement.
So I read in USA Today that the majority of people stop GLP-1 weight loss injection shots in a year. Now, what's concerning is if you get off GLP-1s, there's a real chance you can gain all the weight back. The solution? Almacid, a natural superfood protein shake. University studies show it optimizes your metabolism so you can lose weight easily, and Almacid has been scientifically proven to preserve muscle mass. Use Almacid with GLP-1s or as a natural alternative. Find out more and see the university studies at almacid.com. That's A-L-M-A-S-E-D.com.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
The details behind the Diddy indictment. Taylor Swift's stalkers. Jerry Lee trying to kill Elvis. Disgraceland dives into the dark side of entertainment every Tuesday. Follow and listen to Disgraceland on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
This was.
Yeah, I think you have it exactly right. This is an extraordinary moment in history. It's unlike anything in the last 50 years of American experience. We probably have to go back earlier. There's probably been other times where such assertive change has occurred. But in the American modern experience, nothing has ever occurred like this. And I think at the end of the day, people will wake up 4 years from now and realize that America's not only fundamentally changed, it feels more like the America we grew up in and then felt like it got squandered or stolen from us. It'll feel normal again. And just having a sense of normalcy in America is something we've really been craving since 9/11. Yeah. We've really had an identity and experiential crisis in America. If we get our finances under under control, if we get our economy under control, if we rebuild our capacity to manufacture here, America will have a very bright future. And as Donald Trump has said many times, he wants us to be the golden era of America. That process is well underway, constructing towards it.
Yeah, it's a great point. John Solomon, always great to have you on, my friend. Thank you.
Yeah, great honor to be on your show. Thanks so much.
Yes, sir. JustTheNews.com. John Solomon Reports is his podcast that they put a new episode out every Tuesday and Thursday. He's had Eric Burleson on there. He's got a lot of great guests, several of the same people that we get on the air here. So that's good. He's right. It's a paradigm shift. 35 years he's been up there in D.C. covering this, and he's never seen anything quite like it.
Get more at 971talk.com.